The mitzvah Birchas Hamazon appears in the Chumash. It says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us into Eretz Yisrael. We're going to have no scarcity of bread. So the simple translation of the pasuk sounds like when we'll come to Eretz Yisrael and we'll eat Israeli bread, we should recite Birchas Hamazon al Horetz HaTayva in Eretz Yisrael. And in Chutz Lord, the mitzvah doesn't apply. And the Tanoim understood that that doesn't make any sense, because there's a klal in the end of the first parak in Kiddushin that agricultural mitzvah tliya ba'aretz, chayvus karka, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Chayvus haguf, chayvus gavra, applies all over the world. So the Tanoim did not understand the pasuk like that. They understood the chalta v'savata v'rachta Hashem alokecho, we should bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that He gave us food, v'al ha'aretz ha'tayva shenasan lach, as if there is a vav missing. We should bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that He gave us v'al ha'aretz ha'tayva shenasan lach. And why it should say al ha'aretz ha'shenasan lach? We should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that He gave us Eretz Yisrael. What's ha'tova? So the Gemara has a tradition that's a reference to Yerushalayim. Ha'or ha'tayv ha'zeh v'halavonayin. Yerushalayim is referred to as a har. And so we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch that He gave us Yerushalayim. What's the significance of Yerushalayim? So there are two aspects to Yerushalayim. We say in L'cha Doidi every Friday evening, we say Migdash Melechim Melucho. Yerushalayim is Migdash Melech. You can eat Korban Pesach, you can eat Kodshim Kalim in all of Yerushalayim. So it has a lower level of Kedushas based on Megdush, and it's also Ir Melucha, it's officially Al-Pidin, the capital of Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't matter whether the American Congress doesn't recognize it, it's not a political issue. Al-Pi-Alocha, Yerushalayim is the capital of Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Melachim that no king other than the Malchei Beis David are permitted to use Yerushalayim as their to have their palace in Yerushalayim. Malchus Beis David is the official Malchus in Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalayim is the official capital of Eretz Yisrael, so it's reserved only for the official Malchus, namely the Malchus Beis David. Some say jokingly that's why the Congress doesn't want to recognize Yerushalayim as the capital, so the Israeli government won't be in violation of the din. If Tel Aviv is the capital, so they're not violating the din. It's not, the government is the, not at all Malchus Beis David. Could be that it's right. Okay.
Would that be included within the city walls, the original city walls, or can someone have a palace outside of the original walls of Yerushalayim?
Probably the original walls. Probably goes on the original walls. Okay. Yeah. So the Gemara says when we recite Birchas Hamazon, we have to recite three brachas. The first bracha has to be over the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the food. Second bracha, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us Eretz Yisrael. And the third bracha has to be, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us Yerushalayim with the Beis HaMikdash, with the Malchus Beis David. Because Yerushalayim is V'al Ha'aretz, it doesn't say V'al. But the Tanoim had a tradition, you can't translate the pasuk, you have to bench in Eretz Yisrael. It's a Chayvus HaGuf, it's not a Chayvus HaKarka. So they understood, it's self-understood, V'al, we thank, V'irachtu as Hashem alakecho, V'al ha'oretz, V'al ha'tovo. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Yerushalayim, with the two aspects of Yerushalayim, Migdash Melechim Melucha, and the Ir Melucha, the capital, is you have a Malchus Beis David. So that's what the Gemara says, you have to mention, in the third bracha, you have to mention Beis HaMikdash, and Yerushalayim as the capital, and the Malchus Beis David. So the Gemara says that the mitzvah Birchas Hamazon underwent changes on the level of the Raisa over the years. We have a klal, the Rambam has one of the 13 Ikori Hamuna. Zos HaTorah Lo Sihim Uchlefes, the laws of the Torah never change. The Dinim Derabbanan, but the Dinim Deraisa never change. Yeah, but if Moshe Rabbeinu said the Dinim are going to change, then it's not a change. For example, Moshe Rabbeinu said we should make six Ori Miklot, and Kiyachu Hashem al Kechaz Gebulcha, when we will have Keni Knisi Kadmoni, the Most HaMashiach, when we'll have Eretz Yisrael HaShleima, then we'll be Asafta Lucha Od Shalosh Arim Ala Shalosh Ha'ela. Moshe Rabbeinu designated three Ori Miklot, Yeshua Ben Nun is going to designate another three, and L'Asalav is going to designate an additional three, going to be nine Ori Miklot. So the Rambam writes that the only mitzvah that has yet to change is the addition of another three Ori Mikla. But before the Rambam wrote the Sefer, there have already been mitzvahs deraisa that have changed. So take, for example, we're going to learn Rabbi Elazar de Milo later this month. So from the days of Avraham Avinu till the days of Yeshua ben Nun, it was only a din. There are two membranes that cover over the orla. The Or HaOrla is the thick skin, and then you have the Or HaPriya is a thin membrane. So from the days of Avraham Avinu till the days of Yeshua ben Nun, you only had to cut off the Or HaOrla. And then from the days of Yeshua ben Nun on, they had to cut off the Or HaPriya as well. Cut it off or fold it back, whatever. So Tosis asks, how did Yeshua ben Nun, how did they accept what he said? They should have declared him as a Novi HaSheker. They should have put him to death. Any Novi who says that Baruch Hashem changed his mind and you have to change the nature of the mitzvah deraisa is a Novi HaSheker. If the Novi tells you to change something, tells you to smoke a cigar on Shabbos, that's a din you have to listen to the Novi, Lahai Rasha. Even Lavra al Dibeter Lahai Rasha, unless it's Avodah Zarah Lahai Rasha, you don't listen to the Novi. You know that that's also a Novi HaSheker. But if the Novi tells you to change the nature of the din deraisa, so that's what he said. That's the concluding pasuk in Chumash Vayikra we just finished yesterday. And the concluding pasuk in Chumash Bamidbar, the Gemara quotes that on the first daf in Megillah, Eila mitzvah al-chokim ha-mishpatam ha-shatziba Hashem es-moshe b'har Sinai. Mikan, from this pasuk, from these two psukim, she'in Navi rasha l'chadish dova mi'ato. No Navi after Moshe Rabbeinu can come along and change the nature of the din of the raisas. How can Yeshua ben Nun come along and say, the Baruch Hashem changed his mind and you have to do priya? It's not enough to do Milo, you have to do priya as well. So Tosis and Yevamos asks Akasha, the first daf in Perik HaOrel, towards the end, second half of Yevamos, and Dafayin. So Tosis answers, it must have been a halacha of Moshe Messina. Moshe Rabbeinu must have been told that a Navi will come in the future, and and he will tell you that it's time to change the nature of the mitzvah of Milo, that you need priya. And then when Yeshua ben Nun came along, so he said, I'm the Navi, and I just got a nevuah that it's now time to change. Or for example, the Gemara has in Sanhedrin, in the second Perek in Sanhedrin, a machlekes hatanaim, historical machlekes, and we assume historically that the Sifrei Torah, during the whole period of the Bais Rishon, from the days of Maimon HaSinai till the days of Ezra, was written in Ksav Levi Noah, in the same alphabet script like the Hammurabi Code. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dal, all the letters are totally different. And then came Ezra, and he introduced what we call Ksav Ashuris. Why is it called Ashuris? Ksav Shalom Imam Ashur. He brought it back from Bavel. So all the Rishonim ask a question, what do you mean? Ezra came, and he said, he got a Nevuah that the Ribbono Shel Olam changed his mind. From now on, you have to write a Sefer Torah Ksav Ashuris, and if you write it in the old script, it's puzzle. What do you mean the Ribbono Shel Olam changed his mind? You should have given the death penalties, and Novi Asheker. So the Rishonim explained, no, the Pasuk says in Chumash, the Melech has to write because of Allah's Mishnah HaTorah HaZois. The Gemara says, what does the word Mishnah mean? So the Pashup Shat is, Mishnah means a second copy. Every Yochid has an obligation to write one Sefer Torah. Kisvei Lechem Asur Shira HaZois. Every Jewish man has an obligation to write or to commission a Sefer to write a Sefer Torah. And the Melech has an obligation to write Sefer Torah Sheni. So Mishnah HaTorah HaZois means another copy, a second copy of a Sefer Torah. But the Gemara had a tradition, the Tanoim had it before, they had a tradition from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, that the word Mishnah HaTorah has another connotation, that it's Ksav She'asad L'Hishtanu. It's Mishnah Miloshen Sheni, Sefer Torah Sheni, and Mishnah Miloshen Shinui, that the Ksav is going to change. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them, meanwhile you write in the Ksav Levi Noah, Ksav Ivris. And the day will come that a Navi will come and he will tell you, Al Pi Nevuah, if he'll be established as a Navi Muchsuk, you should believe him, that the Ksav is also L'Hishtanu. So by the time the Rambam wrote the Mishnah Torah, the Ksav of the Sefer Torah had already been changed, and the Bris Milah had already been changed. And the Birchas HaMazon had also been changed. The Gemara says, when the Mon came down, and it says, the Mon, they can make whatever they wanted from. They wanted to make lamb chops, it tasted like lamb chops, they made bread. So they made bread, and the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu composed Birchas HaMazon. It was in Chutz Lorz. I the pasuk says bechalta b'savata b'achtos Hashem alkecha al horetz atayva. So the Tanoim had a tradition. It doesn't mean you only have to bench in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Shelovim is kenus toch al balechem. The Gemara understands that they said bechaz hamozen on the mon. That was a din. They said Bichas Hamoz and on the Mon. But they didn't have to say the second bracha to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael. They didn't have it b'poel mamish. True, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Kum hisalf baras l'orka l'rach b'kiluchu etinena, walk around the borders and you will thereby acquire ownership of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says he was kaina then, that constituted kinyan chazaka, but the b'poel mamish, they didn't have it. The Umas Olam, the Nochem who were there, had the kinyan peiros. We had the kinyan aguf, Tosis points out, and the Nochem had the right to the kinyan peiros. So we didn't. So what do we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because we have a kinyan aguf. What can he do with kinyan aguf? It's worthless. It wasn't relevant. It's not a matana that you have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam about until the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, when they conquered Eretz Yisrael. Not only did they have the kinyan haguf, they had the kinyan peiros as well. So the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu composed the first bracha in the Birchas Hamazon. And even though the second and the third bracha, everything is deraisa, they didn't say it till the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. Yeshua Ben Nun composed the second bracha. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Ha'aretz ve'al Hamazon. We thank him for the land and for the food. The Gemara says, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the land. When was the matana of Eretz Yisrael given to the Jewish people? So the Psukim Mechumish say right after the Bris Milah, when Avraham Avinu performed the Bris Milah, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a matana. That's what the Achrayim say. When you attend the Bris, so the proper thing is to give a gift to the father, to the parents of the baby. So that's like the Ribbono Shel Olam attended the Bris of Avraham Avinu, so he gave him a gift, Eretz Yisrael. So when we attend the Bris, we should give a matana. Doesn't have to be Eretz Yisrael, should be okay, some kind of gift or another. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Noida Lecho, we thank him for giving us Eretz Yisrael, and we thank him for giving us HaBrischo Shechasamta B'Vsareinu, because it was in conjunction with the Bris Milah of Avraham Avinu that he was given the matana of Eretz Yisrael. And then the Chumash says several times in the Schus of Liman HaTorah and Shmiras HaMitzvahs, we will have the right to maintain Eretz Yisrael. If we're going to, we just read the Teichacha yesterday, if we're going to violate the mitzvahs, we're not im chukaisa timasu, if we're going to violate all the mitzvahs and not learn Torah, not be a melech HaTorah, then we'll lose our ownership, we'll lose our rights to Eretz Yisrael. So that's why in Noida Lecho, when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says, you have to thank him for Eretz Yisrael, and you have to thank him for Bris Milah. Historically, that's when we were given Eretz Yisrael, after Avraham Avinu did the Bris Milah. We have to thank him. Al Tiroscha Shalim Anatono, Val Chukecha Shodatono. We thank him for the Torah in the mitzvahs, because without the Torah and the mitzvahs, we wouldn't have the right to continue having Eretz Yisrael. So the second bracha, the Gemara says, was composed by Yeshua Ben Nun. The first bracha, the third bracha, where you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us HaToiva, HaLaoretz HaToiva, HaToiva refers to Yerushalayim, HaHora HaToiva Zeva HaLavonayim. So they didn't have Yerushalayim established as the capital of Eretz Yisrael till the days of David HaMelech. First he was the king in Hebron for so many years, then he became the king in Yerushalayim. So David HaMelech composed one part of the third bracha of the Birchas Hamazon. David HaMelech wanted very much to build the Beis HaMikdash, and every time he was victorious in battle, he would set aside, this is in Tanakh, he would set aside all the precious metals for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and then it came to punchline, he wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, so the Navi said, you're not permitted to. So David HaMelech composed one half of the third bracha. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital, and for giving us the institution of Malchus Beis David, the official government, in the official capital of Eretz Yisrael. And then when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he added on, and we thank him for giving us the additional aspect of Yerushalayim, namely, that is the makam of the Beis HaMikdash. After the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and there's no longer any Malchus Beis David, so what do you mean we've got to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for giving us the Beis HaMikdash and for giving us Malchus Beis David? He thanks it, but he took it away. And then he took it away. We don't have it anymore. So they changed the Nusach HaTfilah. So they say, Rachim, have manas on Yerushalayim, on the Beis HaMikdash, Al Tzimish Kan Kvedech, Malchus Beis David Mishichech, have Rachmanis, give it back. The Pashto says that that's no longer a Chiyuv Ben HaTorah. Rachim, no. Because Hamazon is, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why he gave us Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, capital, Malchus Beis David. Mistama, when we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Islam, that's only Midirabban. So the Gemara says that the Birchas Hamazon was composed in stages. We assume that all of these are deraisa. There's just a dispute between Tosfos and the Rashba whether the fact that the three different themes, theme of thanking for the food and the thanking for Eretz Yisrael and the bris and the Torah and the mitzvahs and thanking for Yerushalayim, Atayva Meitiv is only the Rabban. There's no pasuk for Atayva Meitiv. So we assume Atayva Meitiv is only the Rabban. So the so Tosfos is of the opinion that in Atayva you have to have three separate brachas. One bracha, as on us, we thank you for Eretz Yisrael. And the third bracha, separate bracha, we thank you for giving us Yerushalayim, Beis Hamikdash, Malchus, Beis David. The Rashba disagrees with Tosfos. He thinks in Atayva you can include everything in one bracha. It's only with the Rabbanan that they should be separate brachas. This is the Machlekes Tosfos in the Rashba. The Gemara says that by Poyalim, who work during the daytime, so they're not allowed to waste any time of the Balabayas. Not supposed to keep on taking coffee breaks. It's self-understood. They have to go to the bathroom. They can go. They have to say, they can say. But when they daven mincha, after daven mincha, they shouldn't say chazaras hashatz. They should just make a hoche kedusha. And when they bench birchas hamazon, they should recite benching bekitzer. Today, people take off to learn daf yomi and everything. So if the boss gives them an hour off, okay, so learn your daf yomi in the hour. But to take off longer than the boss gives you because I have to learn my daf yomi, that's geneva. I'm telling the boss you have to pay for a full day salary. I'm not giving him a full day's work. So the Gemara says that for the Bizman Hazeh, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that the Poelim recite the whole text of the Birchas Hamazon. But Bizman HaTanoim, the practice would be that the Poelim would recite the first Brach, and they would combine together the second and the third Brachas into one, and the fourth Brach, HaTayv HaMeit, it was only the Rabbanan, they didn't say it all. So Tosfos says, how can they allow the Poelim to combine together the second and the third Brachas? Isn't everything Ben HaTorah? So one could have answered, the Tanoim who said this lived after the Churban HaBayis. After the Churban HaBayis, we changed the whole Nusa. We're saying Rachimno. Maybe Rachimno is only with the Rabbanan. Maybe it's only a mitzvah in HaTorah. Let's say the third bracha, when you have Alchaz Beis Dabu, when you have a Beis HaMikdash, when you have Yerushalayim as the capital, but to ask the Yerushalayim Shalom Sherab Rahman is give it back, maybe that's only with the Rabbanan. Tosfos doesn't answer that. Tosfos answers, Yeshkech v'achachamim lakadav men ator b'shev v'altasa. Very surprising. Yeah, Yeshkech v'achachamim, the Chachamim tell us not to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, not to shake a lulav when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. Same year that Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So the first day Sukkot is also going to fall out on Shabbos. 2 weeks later, Tesvav Tishrei. So there's a great tzorach over there. They were choshesh gzeira derab, but they're afraid someone, Shem yavren adal anamis b'shusram, they're afraid someone's going to violate hoitzor. Yeah, but over here, what's the great tzorach that they shouldn't be mafsid the balabas? Another half a minute. How long does it take to say the second bracha and the third bracha are separate brachas? So that's what Tosfos says. Yeshkach v'achacham laka adam min ha-Torah v'shei v'altasa and taka. The workers are not yotzei in the mitzvah deraisa of brichas hamazon. The chachamim have the authority to tell us that we shouldn't fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of brichas hamazon. The Rashba thinks that true min ha-Torah, you have to have all the themes, but they can all, min ha-Torah, they can all be included within one bracha. It's only with the Rabbanan that you have to have separate brachas. Okay, so it's interesting. The mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon, according to the Gemara's tradition, came in stages. It was all told to Moshe Rabbeinu. They weren't changing anything. And the mitzvah of Milo, it was given in stages. Originally, the mitzvah was fulfilled in a smaller form. And then they added on, when Shub Nun conquered Eretz, they added on the second bracha. Then they added on the third bracha. The Mabit was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo. He often disagreed with Rabbi Yosef Karo. They were together in the same Bezna in Tzfat. And the Mabit wrote, in addition to the Sefer on the Rambam, the Kiryas Sefer, he has a Sefer on Hashkofa. What is it called? Beis Elokim. So in his Sefer on Hashkofa, Amunah, well, the Achronim quote from his Beis Elokim. So he raises a question. They were all Sfardim. In the 1500s, there were no Ashkenazim in Eretz Yisrael. They were only Sfardim. So in the Birchas HaMazon, they say, Pesechus Yadecha Mazbir L'chal Chai Ratzon, the end of the first Baruch. So he said, how can you say that it was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu? Pesechus Yadecha is in Tillim. That was written by David HaMelech. How can you say Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Ka'amur, Pesach HaSedecha Mazbeil HaChai Ratzon. What do you mean Ka'amur? As it says in Tanakh, they didn't have Tanakh. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was only Chumash. So he says, he answers, that in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't say the word Ka'amur. That was added later. When David HaMelech composed Tehillim and the Anshei Knesset HaGedolim incorporated it into the Tanakh, then they added the word Ka'amur. But the Pasuk, Pesach HaSedecha, was floating in the air from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why so? So he quotes the Gemara in the first Perek in Brochus, I think it's Daf Hei and Aleph, where the Gemara comments on the Pasuk in Chumash Mos. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Alei Elai Hahara, climb up to the top of Har Sinai, Etan Lachos Ha'Eben, V'Hatorah V'Hamitzvos Asher Kosavti Lahara Asam. So the Gemara says, understands in the Pasuk, not only did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Moshe Rabbeinu, Etan Lachos Luchos Ha'Eben, The luchas shniyah is Moshe Rabbeinu had to make on his own. Solachos and luchas arvarim, and he had to bring it up to Har Sinai. This pasuk goes on the luchas rishonos. So on the luchas rishonos, it was min hashamayim. It says haluchas ma'aseh lekimhu v'amichta michta lekimhu charis al haluchas. The material was not from this world; it's heavenly material. The luchas shniyah was from earthly material. Solachos and luchas arvarim. But the luchas rishonos, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Alei lai ha'ara." I will give you luchas heaven. So what, all he gave him was the luchas and the aseres adim, it's not the hatorah, and he gave him the rest of the chamishah chamishah Torah. The Gemara says v'hamitzvah refers to Torah shabbat peh, asher kasafti refers to the nevi'im ksuvim. All the nevi'im ksuvim were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. All the nevi'im ksuvim given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So what happened later? I mean, it was repeated to the nevi'im later. That's why Rashi writes also like that. Rashi writes in the end of Maseches Chulin, the Gemara refers to the Nevi'im Ksuvim as Dibrei Kabbalah. What is the word, what is the expression Dibrei Kabbalah mean? Unlike the Shita Mukubetzis on the first daf in Bava Kama, who says that that's not the correct pronunciation, it's really Dibrei Kivolah, words of complaint. The Nevi'im came all the time to complain against Bnei Yisrael. Nevi'im are called Dibrei Kivolah, words of complaint. So the Rashi reads it, Dibrei Kabbalah, the way we usually say, Dibrei Torah, Dibrei Kabbalah, Lo Yafino. Why is it called Dibrei Kabbalah? Because they had all the psukim and ksuvim were the Kabbalah in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was given everything, but it wasn't part of Torah Shebichzav until later. And the Nevi'im were just saying over Nevuas that were, all the Nevuas were given already to Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's what the Mabit writes in the Beis Elokim. He says the original Nusach that was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu had Pesach HaSyadecho because Torah HaMitzvah Shekasapti Lohi Roysam. All of the Nevi'im Ksuvim is given to Moshe Rabbeinu. But he didn't say Ka'amur, as it says in the Tanakh. There was no institution yet. There was no Tanakh. He only had Chamish U'Chamishei Torah. Later, when Sefer Tehillim was said again, was delivered again by, was said Baruch HaKodesh by David HaMelech, and it was incorporated into the Kisvei HaKodesh, so then the Chachamim added on the word Ka'amur. This is how the Mabit explained. Yeah. How much bread do you have to eat in order to be obligated in the Torah to recite Birchas HaMazon? So the Pashto says that there are different opinions in the Gemara. The Pasuk says, Ve'achalta v'savoto, Uveirachto es Hashem Elokecha. So it says, Viachalto, usually, the Pasuk says, Eretz Hashalobi Mizkenus Tachal Bo Lechem. It talks about eating lechem. Then it says, Viachalto, Ein Achil Plusim Mikazais. So if you eat a kazais, you mechuyev to bench menator. But then it says, Visavoto. So one time it says, Visavoto means Ushtia. You have to eat a kazais of bread, and you have to have a drink with it. If you had a sandwich, you had a whole challah, the size of this table, and you're thirsty, and you would enjoy a little drink, but you didn't have anything to drink. So this Tana is of the opinion that the Birchas HaMazon is only Midirabban. And the Rasam Rishonim seem to paskin like that. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. The paskin is based on the Gemara. We may get to it later. That kazayis is the rice. If a person eats kazayis of bread, it's chayv to bench min haTorah. Aye, but it says v'savoto. So the Ramah quotes those Rishonim who paskin like that Tana. You only chayv to bench min haTorah if you had a kazayis of bread with a drink. The chalta zu achila kazayis ain achila plus mikazayis the savata zu shtia. The Ramah quotes it lahachmet when you have three people benching mezuman. So bizman agemara the practice always was mikredin that the mezamin recites the whole birchas hamazon, the others just say amen. He's really being mitzi everybody with the Birchas HaMazon. So the Ramah says, if one of them is chayv to recite benching menater, the others are only chayv mid the Rabbanon, so you should pick to serve as the mezamin, the one who's chayv, the one who's mochayv, one is chayv menater. So let's say one of them had a sandwich and he had a drink also, and the other two only had sandwiches, they didn't have a drink. So we should have the mezamin should be the one who had the drink, because l'choladei sees chayv to bench menater. So this one tana is of the opinion, sounds like a marvel. Chalta zu kazayis, ein achil b'chus mikazayis, v'sabata zu shtia. The other tana disagrees, says, no, v'achalta would have meant ein achil b'chus mikazayis a kazayis. V'sabata means you have to have double achila. You should eat more. So that's kebetza. How did it jump from a kazayis to a kebetza? So there are different opinions. How big is a kazayis in ratio to a kebetza? So the two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, one opinion is that a kezayis is chatzi beitza, one opinion a kezayis is a shlish beitza. Magen Avraham, we spoke about it before Pesach, Magen Avraham says, with respect to dinim deraisa, we should go to chumra, and with respect to dinim derabana, you can go to kula. So let's say a person is not allowed to eat matzah. He's going to have a problem if he eats matzah. So on the first night of Pesach, it's deraisa, you have to eat a kazayis, a chatzi beitz. And the second night of Pesach is only the Rabbanon. For those who live in Chutzlars have 2 days of Pesach. So the second night is only the Rabbanon. So shlish beitz would be sufficient. So if you hold the kazayis as a chatzi beitz, so if it would have only said ve'achalta, would have meant kazayis. Now that it says v'savata, it means ve'achalta, ve'achalta. Have another achila. Eat a beitz. What if you hold that a kazayis is a shlish beitz? So how did they jump from ve'achalta v'savata? Because there is no shear in between a shlish beitza is a kezayis. There is nothing that's two-thirds of a beitza. We don't have any shear. You have to darshan v'savata something more than a kezayis. So we're going to say two kezayis. V'achalta means one kezayis, would have meant one kezayis. Savata means two kezayis. No shear. So they picked on the next shear. Next shear is a kebeitza. Anyway, that's what the next Tana says in the Gemara. Then there's a third Gemara, where the Gemara says that you're only obligated to recite Birchas HaMazon and HaTorah if you ate Kidei Sviya. If you didn't eat Kazayis and Kebetza, it's only Midirabbanon. And the Gemara quotes a whole Agarata that the Malachim asked of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is it fair? You yourself wrote, describing yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu described himself, Hashem lo yisa panim lo yikach shechad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even-handed. He doesn't favor one person over the other. He's fair to everybody. But you told the Kohanim to give a blessing to Menei, so yisa Hashem panim elecho. He should show favoritism to the Jewish people. Hayitochin, but you yourself said Hashem lo yisa panim. How can you tell the Kohanim to say Baruch yisa Hashem panim elecho? He should show favoritism to the Jewish people. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what can I tell you? I instructed the Jewish people that when they eat Kidei Sviya, they have to recite Birchas HaMazon. And they go, Lifnim Mishur HaSadin, Vehem Edak Tekim Al Atzmam, Afilo HaKazayis, Afilo Ad Kibetza. So that, Agadat in the Gemara, seems to be assuming that there's only an obligation to recite Birchas HaMazon and Atar if you eat Kidei Sviya. The whole Kazayis with the drinking is only with the Rabbanon, and if you eat a Kibetza, it's only with the Rabbanon, unless you're full. Let's say an older person whose stomach shrank and all he can eat is a kazayis, a kebetza, so that'll be kedei sviya. But a young, healthy person likes to eat much more, so then just on a kazayis, if you're in a concentration camp and they just barely give you food to eat, the Birchas HaMazon will only be the Rabbanon. So that's the accepted opinion in Shulchan Aruch. We paskin that one is only obligated to recite Birchas HaMazon deraisa if he eats kedei sviya. If you ask kazayis and kibetz, it's only with the Rabbanah. So take, for example, the Shulchan Aruch says, Safik deraisa lechumra, Safik derabbanah lekula. A person ate kidei sviya. He ate a whole Shabbos, the Kamil, went to a wedding, is ready to platz. Like, you go to a wedding, they give you so much food, you're ready to platz. So you mechuyif to bench menater. And then he's a little tipsy at the end, a little drunk. He doesn't remember if he said Birchas HaMazon or not. So if he ate kidei sviya, and then he's mechuyif to bench menatera, so you say Safik deraisa lechumra. The only time you say Safik brachas lahakel, if the bracha that you're dealing with is only with the Rabbanah. That if he didn't eat kedei sviya, he's really still hungry. In the concentration camp, he didn't eat kedei sviya, just ate a kazayah, so that's a hemedak tekim al atzmam, that's only a chumra mid the Rabbanon. So then if the person has a suffix, whether he recited Birch Zambon, so says Shulchan Aruch, he go Lekula. Suffix the Rabbanon would be Lekula. What exactly does it mean to eat Kedei Sviya? So that's a further machlokes. But it means you had so much bread that you would be full from the bread alone? Oh, no, Americans don't eat 8 slices of bread. We eat and nibble a little bit. We barely have a kazai, beat a kazai of bread. And then you have the fish with the soup, with the kugel, with the cholent, with everything else. You get full from everything else. You don't really get full from the bread. So that seems to be a machlokes. In Shulchan Aruch, that's a machlokes. The Magen Avraham holds that that's called Kedei Sviya. If you had a kazayis of bread together with a whole filling meal, you mechuyev to bench min haTorah. And others disagree. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't agree with that Magen Avraham. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. He assumes like the Magen Avraham that that's a chiyuv birchas hamazon min haTorah. That's called Kedei Sviya. Plus, this is that it sounds like it's a machlokes of Rishonim. Or tells a story. Shimon ben Shetach was the Rosh HaSanhedrin. He was from the Zugas, and his brother-in-law was the crackpot Yanai HaMelech. Shlom Tzion HaMalka, married to Yanai HaMelech, was the sister of Shimon ben Shetach. So Yanai HaMelech was a Meshugana. So he got angry, he killed all the Tanoim, he killed the whole Sanhedrin, except for his brother-in-law. So the brother-in-law wasn't hiding. He's afraid he can decide to kill him also. So one day the king gave a whole party, and everybody ate. And then he was crazy, but he was strictly orthodox. Crazy Meshuggah murder, but he was strictly orthodox. They came after the meal. They had a bench, and they had no sidurim. They didn't know how to say Birchas Hamazon in my heart. So he told his wife, we need your brother to say benching for us. So she was afraid he was going to kill him. So she's not going to tell him where her brother is hiding out. So she made him promise he's not going to kill him. So they got Shimon and Shetach. So he gives him a cup of wine, and he says, say the benching, bench alakos. So Shimon Shetach was a shtikala wise guy. So he says, Bar Piagofen, and he drinks the cup of wine. So he says, what's this all about? So he says, how can I say Baruch Shachan Mishalai? If I didn't eat, what am I going to say? Baruch Shachlu Yanai Bechaveirav. I have to drink some wine. If I drink a cup of wine, then I can say Baruch Shachan Mishalai Tebuchayin. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Shimon ben Shetach Dova de Lagamehu Dova. That's his own opinion. We don't paskin like him. We paskin, you have to eat a kazayis of bread. If you eat a kazayis of bread, then you can bench mezumin for the others. But if you only had a cup of wine, we don't accept Shimon ben Shetach's opinion. So Rashi quotes a kasha from the Sefer Halachas Gedolos. What does it help if Shimon ben Shetach would have eaten a kazayis of bread? The others were eating and partying for hours. They ate kedei sviya. They're obligated to bench min haTorah. He would only have, because he's only obligated to bench min the Rabbanon. So how can one who's only mechuyev min the Rabbanon be moitzi? He's ain't a mechuyev b'dover. How can he be moitzi those who certainly ate kedei sviya that mechuyev min haTorah? So this Gemara about Shem Meshetach is what led the Rabbi Natam to believe that kazayis is their isa. Rabbi Natam holds you don't need kedei sviya. Mishnah Berurah quotes Rabbi Natam sheet is that if you didn't save Ayosha, Peter Kazayis a bread, you mukhiv to bench min haTorah, even though it's not Kedei Sviya. But we don't pass on like that. So what do we do with this Gemara? The Rashi quotes from the Halachas Gedolos that the whole party that they had for hours and hours and hours, nobody ate Kedei Sviya. Nobody ate Kedei Sviya. Yana HaMelech. What do you mean they didn't eat Kedei Sviya? It's ridiculous. So Rashi says it's ridiculous, doesn't make any sense. The Taka doesn't make any sense. A Mistomeh, the pshat is, they ate like we eat today. You had a little bit of bread, and then they had courses and courses and courses. They were ready to platz at the end of the meal. They were sitting and eating for hours, but they didn't have kedei sviya bread. They had just a tiny little bit of bread. So the halachas gedolos holds that that's called a lack of kedei sviya. So they were only mechuyev to bench ben derabbana. Rashi holds that that is kedei sviya. Rashi probably holds like the Magen Avraham, that a little bit of challah together with the whole meal is kedei sviya. And the Halachas Gedolos probably holds like the Aruch HaShulchan, that's not considered the Kedei Sviya. Anyway, that's the famous story of Yanai HaMelech with Shimon ben Shetach. Did all the Rishonim work on that Gemara? How do you understand that Gemara? That if Shimon ben Shetach would have eaten a kazayis of bread, then it would have been okay. He would have been able to recite Birchas HaMazon on behalf of the others, even though he didn't eat Kedei Sviya, and they did eat Kedei Sviya. How are you supposed to understand it? So Taisus, the official pshat that's accepted in the Shulchan Aruch, is the understanding of the Balei HaTosfos. Tosfos says on the Gemara the following. There is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah at the end of the third period. I already said Kiddush on Friday night, and then someone comes in, a Baal Tshuva comes in, and he wants to eat by me on Friday night. So I say, fine, come and eat. Say Kiddush. He doesn't know how to say Kiddush. So the Gemara says, I can recite Kiddush to be Motzi him. Just like when I recite Kiddush, my wife and my children and all the guests yotze with my Kiddush, that's the rule of Shamea Ka'ina. Those who pay attention, they say Amen to the Kiddush, that they yotze Kiddush Abdullah. You always say one person says, and everybody's yotze. So even if I already was yotze, I already said Kiddush, I'm in the middle of the meal. So the Gemara formulates the rule, Yotza Motzi. Even though I already fulfilled the Kiddush, and one might have thought that I'm no longer Mechuyi B'dover. So no longer Mechuyi B'dover, how can I be Motzi the others? So the Gemara says, no, even though I was ready Yotze, I can recite Kiddush a second time on behalf of the others. And Rashi and all the Rishonim explained, based on the Pasuk in yesterday's Sedra, that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebizeh. As long as there's still a Jew around who hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah yet, so I was not yet fully Yotze. I said Kiddush, I was Yotze 98%, but I'm still Mechuyev to say Kiddush if it's going to help another Jew be Yotze the mitzvah. So since this fellow walks in, the Jews in New Zealand, I live in New York, how can you say, I'm chayv to say Kiddush again to be moitzer the Jews in New Zealand. I don't have the ability to help them out, they live so far away. But if someone walks into my home, I have the ability, I'm still not fully yotze Kiddush, I'm still chayv to recite Kiddush if it'll help him, and then he'll be yotze with Shamea Kainim. So Tosfos says that's what the din is based on. If I ate, even if I didn't eat anything, this fellow ate a sandwich, and he has to recite Birchas Hamazon, does know. Yana Bechaver, they ate a whole meal, they ate Kidei Svir, they're obligated to recite Birchas Hamazon, Minat Torah, and they don't know how to do it. So I am obligated to say Birchas Hamazon, even if I didn't eat anything. I'm obligated to say Birchas Hamazon in order to help them fulfill their mitzvah. So why do I even have to eat a kazayas? So Tosfos says, no, that's it, there shouldn't be Doiveshkar. You have to say Baruch Shachalna Mishalom. So Shimon ben Shetach thought that if you drink a cup of wine, that's sufficient. Shtia Bechlal Achila. So when you say Baruch Shachalna Mishalom, it means that I had a cup of wine. We don't accept his opinion. We hold you have to have a kazayis of bread. If you had kazayis of potatoes, kazayis of cholent, something else, that's not good enough, even though it's Achalna. You have to have a kazayis of bread, because that's what the meaning of the words are. Baruch Shachalna Mishalom means you ate a kazayis of bread.
And
I don't think so. I think Tosfos thinks that the after looking at Shulchan Aruch, I think Tosfos understands the Gemara that you have to have had a kazayis of bread. So Baruch Shachan Mishalom means that we ate a kazayis of bread. So then it's not an issue of davishkan. But basically, how would the others yotzei? I'm not mechuyev b'davar. They say that's true. I'm not mechuyev b'davar. Eat a kazayis only mechuyev to bench midir rabbanon. But yotzei moitzi kol yisrael arevim zebizeh mechuyev to bench. In order to help the others fulfill their mitzvah. And the Gemara talks a lot in different places about reciting Birchas Hamazon al Hakos. The Gemara says, strictly speaking, on Yomim Tov, when you say Shachyonu, the Shachyonu can be recited Shalom al Hakos. But the Gemara says, if you recite Shachyonu at the end of the Kiddush al Hakos, you enhance the Hashivas of the Broche, it's elevated to a higher level. It's a Broche al Hakos. And the same Kiddush, we say Kiddush b'tefillah, then we repeat Kiddush alakos. Kiddush alakos enhances that you're making a toast, so to speak, to the Rabbanu Shalom. Most people are not used to toasts, but there is such a concept. So Birchas Hamazon, if you recite Birchas Hamazon with a cup of wine, it's really a toast. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote three different opinions. In the Gemara, it's unclear. So in Shulchan Aruch, there are three opinions. One opinion is, even when a person recites Birchas Hamazon b'yichidus, a person eats a sandwich for lunch, all by himself, nobody else in the room, l'chatchidus, preferable, he should recite Birchas Hamazon over a cup of wine. Second opinion is, no, you're only mechuyev to recite Birchas Hamazon over a cup of wine if you have a mezuman, at least a mezuman of three. And the third opinion is, you're only mechuyev to recite Birchas Hamazon over a glass of wine if you have a mezuman of ten. Then the fourth opinion is you never mechuyev to recite Birchas Hamazon Nalakos. It certainly enhances the chashivas of the Birchas Hamazon, like the Gemara says, Shechyonu on Yomim Tovim can be recited afilu bashuk while you're walking in the street. It's not really necessary to recite Birchas Hamazon over a cup of wine, but it certainly does enhance it. So we go out of our way to save the Shechyonu till the end of the Kiddush. On Leil Yom Kippur, when there is no cup of wine, then everybody says Shechyonu and Shul together. Shalom alakos. But whenever there is Kiddush recited alakos, so we save the Shechyonu till the end in order to enhance the chashivas of the bracha, that it should become a bracha alakos. So it's really the minik ha'olam is lahakil. Most people are mezalzel in this din. You don't even say Birchas Hamazon alakos if 10 people eat together. Let's say the cafeteria every day. A lot of times people eat, 10 people eat together. They bench Birchas Hamazon basara. And we usually don't recite the Birchas Hamazon alakos. But more correct is that one should be, at least when there's a mezuman of shloshim. Then happens the Ramah quotes something up based on some Kabbalah source from the Zohar, that if I have a friend of mine who always recites Birchas Hamazon over a cup of wine, even when he eats Bichidus, but the Ramah quotes based on that, you shouldn't pick up the cup. You should leave it on. Usually you have to be Tzorch Lag Bi Atefach. You have to pick up, whenever you say Kiddush Abdullah, Birchas Hamazon, you have to pick up the cup of wine Atefach above the surface of the table. So if one is reciting Birchas Hamazon Michidus, the Zohar says you shouldn't pick it up. So the Ramah says you should be choshish for the Zohar. You should recite the Birchas Hamazon over a cup of wine, but you shouldn't pick it up. Okay, but people are usually mezalzel on this. Yeah, usually on Shabbos we eat the mezuman of three people together. So there's one opinion: if you have mezuman at three, you mechuyev to ben shalakos, right? By Shalosh Shudas, the Magen Avraham says, strictly speaking, if you recite Birchas Hamazon alakos, and then you're supposed to take a sip of the wine, so even though Shalosh Shudas ended late and it's already after Tzeis HaKochavim, so, and you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah, so the Magen Avraham says that, strictly speaking, you're permitted to drink the wine of the cup of Birchas Hamazon before Havdalah, because this is still belongs to the Shalosh Shudas. And even though we pass going to have to say Alei Gefen at the end, there's one opinion of Tosfos, the Halachas Gedolos, that the drinking the cup of wine after the Birchas Hamazon alakos is a chelik of the meal, and you don't have to say a bracha achrayna after the wine because it's covered with the benching that you already said before, because the cup of wine belongs to the meal. So we don't follow that opinion, but the Magen Avraham says still, since the Birchas Hamazon belongs to the meal, and the cost of yayin belongs to the meal, so that's not considered the drinking wine of Havdalah, that would be permissible. But he says we don't do it because a lot of times in the weekdays we bench mezuman b'shloisha basara, and when mezalza we don't say alakos. So we demonstrate that we really follow the fourth opinion that Birchas Hamazon is not tuna kos. You can recite Birchas Hamazon even if the cup of wine is not available. Even if the cup of wine is not available. So he says, since all week long we're mezalzel in this din, that we often recite Birchas Hamazon without a kos of yayin. So he says, so therefore it's not right to be mekel to drink the cup of wine from the Shalosh Shudas meal before Havdalah. So we leave it all, but we don't drink. Right, if you have a Shavuot Brachas by Shalosh Shudas, since in Shavuot Brachas you always have wine, even in the middle of the week, we always have wine. So that's what the Poskim say. So then the Chosn Kala can drink for sure. Chosn Kala can drink the wine before Havdalah, because that we always makbid on that. The Gemara has a din, you're supposed to recite Birchas Hamazon in the same location where you ate the sandwich. And the Mishnah Brachas has a machlokes b'sham and b'sil. What if a person finished eating, and then he forgot that he forgot the bench, and he already drove away? Would we insist b'shogeg he went away? If he went b'mezid, he knows that he didn't bench and he left. So we would tell him he has to go back and recite Birchas Hamazon b'mkomo. What if he forgot that he didn't bench, then he arrives at the new location, he realizes that he didn't bench yet. So if he's going to drive back and it's going to be too late, it's going to be 10 hours later. So he's not going to accomplish anything. 10 hours later, he can't recite Birchas Hamazon. You have to recite benching after the meal, soon after the meal, If you're ready hungry for the next meal, so it's too late to say Birchas HaMazon. Then he went away, he went to Tinek, and then he can drive back. It'll be, he drove 20 minutes away, he'll drive 20 minutes back. So that's a machlokes Bisham and Bishilo. So we pass like Bishilo, that lo hitrichu chachamim. If he comes back, that's recommended, highly commended, that's what he really should do. But strictly speaking, we would be lenient, we would say if he left B'shegeg, he wouldn't insist that he has to come back and bench. Yeah, what's the definition of Birchas HaMazon b'mkomo? Let's say at a wedding, he ate at the table over here, and then the Chasen Kala is sitting at the table all the way in the other end of the wedding hall, and a lot of people move their chair to the other end of the hall, to bench over there. So strictly speaking, we assume that mipina lepina bo, so cheder, even if it's a gigantic cheder, that's not called Shinimokim, that's considered the same place. The Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion and the Mamash on the footnotes on the bottom of the page quotes an opinion that disagrees, but he thinks that that's not the accepted opinion. Rav Soloveitchik was always a stickler on that. He thought that it's not right. If you ate over here, you shouldn't go to the other end of the room to say Birchas HaMazon by the head table. He was choshish for that opinion that's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion. The Gemara says that in the third bracha, in Rachem Noah, third bracha of the Birchas HaMazon, we want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Malchus Beis David. Oh, today we change the Nusach. We say, Rachem Noah, Malchus Beis David, Mishichecha. Have Rachmanis and give us back the Malchus Beis David. So the Gemara says, every bracha has to have a Shem of Malchus. So strictly speaking, a bracha, smucha, doesn't have to be Pasachas Bebaruch, and you don't need Shem and Malchus. All the brachas in the Shemone Esrei, the first bracha in the Shemone Esrei says, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekenem Melech HaOlam. No, it doesn't. How does it not? Baruch Atah Hashem Lekenem Lekeh Avesein, Lekeh Abraham Lekenem. It doesn't say Melech HaOlam. So Tosis works on that. Where's the Malchus? Okay, so Tosis explains, where's the Malchus? So Lekeh Abraham. Abraham Avinu declared to the whole world that HaKadosh Baruch is the Melech, that's considered malchus. But the second bracha, the third bracha, the fourth, all the other brachas, there is no malchus, and it's not pasachas b'malch, because it's a bracha smucha l'chavetam. So the Gemara says that strictly speaking, Rachim Noah doesn't need the malchus, because it's smucha l'chavetam to noidelucha, which in turn is smucha l'chavetam to the first bracha. First bracha begins, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Then the Gemara raises a possibility, maybe you should mention Malchus, because the fourth bracha is only the Rabbanon. The fourth bracha is not a bracha smucha l'chavato. It's not that the Hatoiv HaMeitiv is the fourth bracha of the benching. Gemara says it's purely mid the Rabbanon. After the benching is over, we add another bracha of Hatoiv HaMeitiv. It's not that it mid the Rabbanon you have to say as part of the Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon is over. Birchas HaMazon is over already. When you say Benim Rachma B'Shein, so Hatoiv HaMeitiv is a separate bracha that we said later. So really, Hatoiv HaMeitiv needs a Shem or Malchus. So the Gemara raises the possibility of mentioning Malchus in Rachim Noah. So the Gemara says it's not a good idea. You want to mention Malchus Beis David. We mention Rachim Noah, have Rachmanis. Once you're going to mention Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Malchus Beis David Mishichecha pales to insignificance. So we're knocking, if you want to mention Malchus Beis David, so you really, in a certain sense, you're knocking the institution of Malchus Beis David Mishichecho. So Gemara says you really shouldn't say Melech in the third brach. So the Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rashba on Maseches Brachos that at the end of Yalav Yavav we usually say, printed in the Siddur, Kel Melech Ano Rachmato. So you mention Melech. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. So the Rashba says, since Yalav Yavav is part of the third bracha, you should leave out the word Melech. You shouldn't, the Gemara says, you shouldn't mention Melech in the third bracha, because it'll cause the Malchus Beis David to pale into insignificance, and it's a bizarre into the Malchus Beis David. And on Rosh Hashanah, the minig is, it says in the Matei Ephraim is a sefer that has all the dinim. Mishnah Berurah quotes it every page. Luchos Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he has all the dinim of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So he says that the minig is that all year long you don't say Melech at the end of Yalav Yavah and Rosh Chodesh and Yontav, except for Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean, except for Rosh Hashanah? You change the bracha, Kel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh, because the theme of Malchus is emphasized. But Melech, you're not supposed to say in the third bracha, because of the Malchus Beis David. Except it's very difficult. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has a tshuva about this, and Har Tzvi. So he writes, Mikra din the whole Rashba is really a chumra. Because the Gemara says you shouldn't refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a melech in the bracha rachim, no. Yalav Yav is an insert. It doesn't really blend in to become part. The same Talamatum in the Shemana Esrei is part of the bracha. But Yalav Yav is an insert that's added on to the Birchas HaMazon, added on to the Shemana Esrei. So that's not a problem. If you refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a melech in the Yalav Yav, that's not really a problem. So many go all year long, but Machmer, like the Rashba, Mamikar Adin, is not really concerned. And the Minigas and the Rosh Hashanah were not Machmer, because we want to emphasize the theme of Malchias. Perek Shlosh Shachlu has all the dinim of Birchas HaMazon, and it starts off with the dinim of Benching Mizuman. Benching Mizuman is a whole new institution. The Rishonim have a Machlekes, but it's the Raisa de Rabbanon. And the Achreidim have a Machlekes, but it's the Raisa de Rabbanon. Rav Soloveitchik thought that he had a right that it was their Raisa. Mishnah Berurah assumes, like he considers this Haskamas Roba Poskim, Rishonim Achreidim, that the whole institution of Mizuman is only with the Rabbanon. There's a difference between Mizuman B'Shloish and Mizuman B'Asar. Mizuman B'Asar, he mentioned Shem Hashem. So the Kesem Mishnah understood that for Dovah Shebikdush, you need a minion. When you want to say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, you need a minion. So the Kesem Mishnah understood that the bench Mizuman B'Asara needs a minion, because to bench B'Shem Hashem, Mizuman B'Shem is Zimun B'Shem, is a Dovah Shebikdush. He explains the Rambam with this. The Rambam quotes the Gemara that three women can be starved together to make a mezuman. If you have two men and one woman, or two women and one man, Gemara says that's not proper. That's a pretzis to make a mezuman with two and one. But if you have three women together, so the Gemara says the women can bench mezuman. In Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlokes, the Rosh and the other Rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos learn that it's a reshus, it's optional. If the women don't want to bench mezuman, they don't have to. If they want to, they may. And the Rosh doesn't agree. The Rosh thinks that it's a chayva, that three women who eat together are obligated to bench mezuman. Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't understand why the minig is lahokel on this, that a lot of times women eat together and they choose not to bench mezuman. Why aren't they choshesh for the shitas Rosh that it's a chayva, and even if it's not chayva, why don't they volunteer to bench mezuman? Whatever, that's the minig is like that. So the Rambam writes, three women can bench mezuman, but if you have 10 women, they cannot bench mezuman b'shem Hashem. Why not? So the Kesem Mishnah says, yeah, that's a double pasuk, because bench mezuman b'asara is a double shebikdusha. Double shebikdusha, you have to have 10 men. If you have 10 women, they can't have a women's prayer group to recite Chazaras Hashatz and Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch Hu. That's a double shebikdusha. You need asara anoshim Yisrael. Others disagree with the Kesem Mishnah. Rav Soloveitchik thought that wasn't at all the correct pshat, because the Gemara Megillah, when the Mishnah lists off all the things that require a minyan of Asara, so the Gemara says, because Dovah Shebikdusha, the Gemara says on Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, but on Birchas HaMazon and Basara, the Gemara gives a different explanation. So it's pretty clear from the Gemara, very clear from the Gemara, that it's not really Birchas HaMazon and Basara is not really a Dovah Shebikdusha. Gemara says it's la barachar, it's not darachar, it's to mention Shem Hashem and the benchim with botzem yasar less than a minyan. So why can't the women recite Birchas HaMazon Basara b'Shem Hashem? If you don't accept the reason of the Kesem Mishnah, the Mishnah it's a different time. The Gemara says that even afila me'anoshim, even if you have 100 women, it's kitrei gabri dami, it's not considered a rabbim. Birchas HaMazon Basara means because you have such a chabura, so they have to offer Birchas HaMazon b'chabura. So how do they say Birchas HaMazon b'shloisha? So the Gemara says that's a different musag of a chabura. The Gemara says ikadeyas, since all the three women are different individuals, each one has a different way of thinking. So Birchas HaMazon b'shloisha is a different kind of a chabura. That three women are mitzarfa. But Birchas HaMazon b'asara is not that it's a davish b'kedusha, but you really need a rabbim, and many women are not considered a rabbim. Women are,
it's still not a minion.
Right, it's not a minion. Right, it's not a minion. Right.
So
Rav Soloveitchik said that in Europe there were different minhagim when you bench mezuman basar, whether you stand up. So he said, those who stand up, Baruch Elokeinu, because they hold like the Kesa Mishnah, that it's a Dovah Shebi Kedusha, and in the Mogen Avraham quotes, a Dovah Shebi Kedusha, you have to recite, it's a Yerushalmi, Dovah Shebi Kedusha, he's supposed to recite Ba'amida. And he said, where he came from in Lithuania, no one stood up at all for Bichas HaMazon Ba'asorah, and he thought, Meikar Adin, that's really the Halacha, that Bichas HaMazon Ba'asorah is not a Dovah Shebi Kedusha. Yeah, this shayla comes up a lot. Three boys ate together, and one boy is supposed to wait to bench mezuma, and one boy benched already. So someone asked me a couple of weeks ago, a couple of months ago, and I made a mistake. I thought incorrectly that he ruins the mezuma. So that's not true. It says explicitly in the Shulchan Aruch that if two people shlosh shoch l'kachas, and the two didn't yet bench, and the third one benched already, so the two can be mitzarf the third one from mezuma. Unless the third one didn't have bread. Let's say the third one only had chicken. He had something else, that the potatoes. He's not going to say Birchas HaMazon. So he already said Bar Nefashis. So then it says in Shulchan Aruch that you cannot be Mitzarif him to the Mezuzah. And the Gemara never says about the three, if two ate bread and the third one didn't have bread. And the Gemara says about 10. If you have 9 people ate bread and one ate Alo Shel Yerek, the 10th one ate a vegetable or something else, then you can mitzarif him to a mezuman of asara. So with respect to mezuman of shloisha, that's a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch recommends if two people ate bread, you should discourage the third person from eating with them, because you're going to get involved in a machlokes whether there's going to be a mezuman, and you're going to be mezalzel, you're not going to bench mezuman. You are going to mention, whatever you're going to do is going to be mutal mamachlek. So the Shulchan Aruch recommends you shouldn't get involved. You should tell the third guy, eat somewhere else. No need by us. The Bura says, we don't follow that opinion. We paskan la'alacha that you do bench mezuman, just like 9 and 1, 8 yerek. So you do bench mezuman. The Gemara says up until 7 and 3. 3 ate vegetables and 7 ate bread. If you have only a roi, if you only have 6 and 4, 6 people ate bread and 4 ate potatoes, cholent or whatever, then the Gemara says, no mezuman, you need 7. 7 is a ruba de minkara. But we don't paskin that it's a sveka de dina. We really assume that if you have 2 and 1, so then you do bench mezuman, so you encourage him. Have something to eat, have a drink, something, anything other than water. Water is not enough. Have a cup of orange juice, something, and be mitzarfim to the mezuman. So the other din is, if he already said the bar nefashis, and whatever food he ate other than bread, then you cannot be mitzarif him to the zima. I don't know why, you have to have an explanation. Why is it if all three had bread, and one of them bench mezuman, the Gemara says, you can still bench mezuman, but if two had bread, and one had potatoes, and he said bar nefashis, then he's no longer mitzarif to the zima.
He didn't say
bar nefashis? Then he's wheat pasch, and he is mitzarif to the zima. It was a machloikis in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says you should avoid, you should tell him to go eat somewhere else. And the Mishnah Berurah says we don't follow that recommendation. We paskin that he is mitzarif to the zimun. So you should encourage him that he should eat something. Many more dinim. Okay, good. What's on store for tomorrow? What's in store for tomorrow? I forgot. What's the shiran? Zmanei Tfilo, okay? Zmanei Tfilo.
I guess I didn't have someone eat today's Sviyat, so I had the rest of it.